Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
A 26-year-old man has posted a very heartfelt post online about his experience of epilepsy, from the difficulties in getting diagnosed at first to the reactions from friends and strangers. And he felt like he was being treated as a freak. And he says that now he has the diagnosis and doctors have been able to find the perfect cocktail of drugs to control his seizures, and he's getting some control over his life as well. And joining me now to talk about epilepsy is Sheila, who is from Cork. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Sheila, I'm not sure if you read Damien's post online, but, you know, for yourself, were you in a similar situation when you started to have symptoms of epilepsy, but were finding it difficult to get diagnosed?
I did read his post, and my situation in some ways is similar, but it's also quite different because I didn't have any sort of symptoms running up to it. I just had a major seizure out of the blue when I was 19. And there had been no indicators previously to that.
So what happened when you were 19? Just tell me a little bit about what happened.
I was just at home in my apartment, and the person who was there heard me scream and came in, and I was on the ground seizing. And it was quite scary, I think, for everyone, because there was no indication. It had never happened before. Mm. Didn't have a clue what was going on, and I had hit my head on the coffee table on the way down, so I was injured as well. And when I came to, I had no idea where I was or what was happening. So the whole thing was, I think, a bit of a shock for me and everybody.
Absolutely. And did you go then to the hospital, and were you diagnosed with epilepsy straight away, or did it take some time?
Well, I went to hospital in an ambulance straight away, and there was a little bit of concern because there is a hereditary illness in my family, which is a malformation of the blood vessels in the brain, and they were concerned that I might actually be having a brain hemorrhage rather than an epileptic seizure. So I went into CUH, and I have to say they were absolutely fantastic. Got lots of different types of brain scans. And that was when they realised it wasn't a brain hemorrhage, thankfully, and they diagnosed me with epilepsy.
So when you got the diagnosis, were you aware of what epilepsy is and how it affects people?
Not really, honestly. I think probably the same as most other people who don't come in contact with it, that epilepsy is a thing where people have seizures, and that's about it, you know. And the more I read, I didn't realize about things like absences, you know, the petit mal seizures, as they call them, it can be staring off into space, or the tics, like Damien was talking about. There was so much information that I had no idea about.
And did you, obviously you were a 19-year-old, you were after having this seizure out of the blue, you get this diagnosis of epilepsy, you must have been very afraid, were you? Or what was going through your head at that point?
Yeah, I think at that age, there's quite a lot of self-consciousness. And I think it was something that the poster referred to in his post. I mean, having a seizure is quite dramatic. And a lot of the time, things can happen, like you can lose control of your bladder. You can, you know, it just looks quite terrifying and scary. And if you're a kind of a self-conscious 19-year-old college student, you'd kind of be thinking to yourself, I would then, not so much now, God, it'd be so embarrassing if I had a seizure in front of my friends, on the street, in the pub. And that's another thing you worry about. What if I'm walking on my own down the road and have a seizure and I've nobody with me and just I'm surrounded by strangers who have no idea what's going on? I got very scared for a while, I think, of things that seem quite normal, like going swimming, or what if I have a seizure at the top of the stairs, or what if I have a seizure when I'm crossing the road and get knocked down, you know, all these things. It's like a constant loop of fear. And then, you know, as you read into it as well, you start thinking of all the possible dangers that could happen.
I mean, like, for example, would you have been able to drive at that point?
No, I hadn't started driving. I didn't start driving until my seizures were controlled in my late 20s. And I'm fine. I'm seizure free now for 10 years, so I can drive. But there's always the risk that I would have a seizure again and would have to come off the road for a couple of years.
You say you're seizure-free now. Is that due to, like Damien was saying in his post, that the doctors were able to come up with a cocktail of drugs to help control his seizures? Is that what happened with you as well, that it's the medication that has brought them under control?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the last seizure I ever had, I had gone on holidays and forgotten to bring enough of my medication and ran out halfway through the holiday and thought, ah, sure, I'll be fine. And then it takes a few days, I suppose, for it to come out of your system. And I had a seizure then when I got home from my holidays. So absolutely, I think it's the drugs that have sorted out my seizures.
So will you have to take those drugs for life then,
You would hope. I mean, they do experiment. They will have reduced the dose slightly over the years. But then I actually had a baby, and that sort of changes things again, because all these things I didn't even know. When you're pregnant, your blood volume increases, which means that the level of your medication in your bloodstream will be less, so they have to tinker with your levels. So I had been gradually sort of reducing my levels, and then they had to go up again while I was pregnant. And then the thing about the medication is, you don't say on Monday, oh, you can come down to a lower level on Tuesday. It all has to happen very gradually. Mm-hmm. So now I'm working my way back down again to where I was. It's definitely, I think, the medication has been a lifesaver for me.
And Sheila, are you able to live a relatively normal life now outside of the drugs?
Yeah. Oh, I am now, yeah. I think the only big difference for me in the last 10 years has been my pregnancy was a bit different to maybe someone who doesn't have a long-term illness. When you're epileptic, if you choose to have a baby, you know, the advice is to kind of plan in advance.
Yeah.
So to speak to I went to speak to my neurologist, and I spoke to the obstetrician, and then came up with a plan, and then they worked together on a plan for my medication. And, you know, because being pregnant messes with your blood volume and your hormones and can increase the risk of seizing for some women. And then seizures can be brought on by exhaustion and stress. So post-labor seizures are very common. Or, you know, the first year when you get no sleep and are up all night is also a danger time, I think, for people who seize when they're tired. So that was probably, it made my pregnancy, like I had quite a few friends who had babies around the same time, and my pregnancy was probably a bit different to theirs. But other than that, as long as I remember to take my medication every morning and every night, my life is pretty much the same as most people's. But there is always that slight caution in the back of your head, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, take your medication whenever you travel. Don't get too tired. You know, generally look after yourself, kind of. But I don't think my life would be massively different to anybody else's at this point.
Sheila, when Damien was talking in his post, he was saying that, you know, the reactions from friends and strangers, because he, you know, had these tics and these involuntary movements, do you think that there is a lack of understanding in the general population about what epilepsy actually is and how it affects people?
I think among some people there is, like, if you are a close friend or relative of an epileptic, you learn very quickly, I think, because, you know, you'll be told, if I have a seizure, this is what you need to do, this is what affects me, and so on. But epilepsy, I mean, seizures are so kind of dramatic looking and kind of very scary if you don't know what's happening. And I think it's given this idea, it's nearly like there's an old stigma hanging around epilepsy that it's something shameful or something, you know, that you should try and hide from people.
Yeah.
Whereas I think what we need to be doing is talking about it as much as possible. So I tell everybody. You know, as soon as I make a new friend, I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm epileptic, just in case. And I'm very open about it. I'll post about it online. I'll, you know, talk to you about it. Mm. And I think that's really important, because I think that clears up the mystery and, you know, hopefully will kind of take away any stigma or anything or any concerns that people have around it.
And fair play to you for doing that, because not everybody can talk so openly about what's going on in their life like that. So well done you.
Do you know, some other 19-year-old college student finds out they have epilepsy and it makes it a little bit easier for them, then, you know, that's...
And Sheila, just for somebody as well who is with somebody and they suffer an epileptic seizure, like, what advice would you have to that person for, you know, how they can help them, or what should they do?
Well, timing the seizure is important. So if the seizure lasts longer than 5 minutes, you really need to call an ambulance. Making sure they're safe, you know, a pillow under the head if there's one handy, or that they're not, you know, maybe in danger of falling downstairs, or, you know, something like that, just making sure they're in a safe position, and then just staying with them afterwards. Yeah. Because when you come out of a seizure, for me anyway, I know that my brain doesn't sort of snap back into place. It takes a few minutes and I don't know where I am and I say weird things and I, you know, get very confused. So I think it's really important, if even if it's a stranger on the street, when they come out of the seizure, maybe stay with them a little bit longer, you know, to make sure that they know who they are, where they are, and that they're safe.
Brilliant. Sheila, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about epilepsy and what it is and how it affects you. And if anybody has any more questions, they can contact the Epilepsy Ireland. They have a Cork office in Ballincollig, and Sharon O'Connell is the person there, and she will answer the phone at 085 876 6626. That number again is 085 876 6626.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.